everyone listening, let that be just a huge example, though, that God designed you. He's uniquely equipped you to make a difference right where you're at. And you could be the next Gift Send Go. You could be the next Christ Gym CDA. You could be the next anything. It just takes obedience, submission to Him, walking in the Spirit, and you're unstoppable.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to our Give, Send, Go Spotlight. My name is Heather and I'm so happy to be here with you today. We have a really special show, just like all of them. It's so cool to be a part of Give, Send, Go, where we see people all around the world stepping out to do what God's called them to do, and they choose Give, Send, Go to fundraise because we know that finances are always a thing, but we also know that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And so we can step out in whatever He's called us to do, trusting that He's going to continue to direct our path. And so I'm really excited to introduce you to our first guest today. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Well, my name is Robbie Walden. This is my wife, Yvonne Walden. We are from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We're the founders here of Christ Fit Gym CDA. It's an extension of our already existing ministry called It Takes a Village Ministries. And what we really are is we're a gym that share the gospel through events and exercise, simply stated, right? What I normally say would be Christ Fit Gym is a 501c3 profit, nonprofit donation-based gym. We bridge the gap between Sunday and Sunday service, sharing the gospel through events and exercise. We share the gospel, reach the saints, equip the saints, reach the lost, and create a safe and healthy environment for all ages and no one's turned away. And my old Army teammate started the very first one in Louisiana. Thousands have come to Christ through this model. And what we do is we pray and we preach and then we work out and grind. And we're the third one. We're independent, but we're a system. It's essentially a church plant, really, just forward thinking, a little more different out of the box. And God has been doing amazing things through it already. And I'm excited to tell you all about that. And I don't know if my wife has anything to add, but I would like to get to it.
Today is a really special day because it's our first day in our building. We've been working out of a mobile gym, and I love that the first one got canceled, our first interview, because it got to be today. Like, this is this is fruition, you know? So
yeah, and, super, super exciting. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna say about the building. So it's just how God works, how cool He is. And I say God, you know, He gave us a mobile gym that got donated to us from Beaver Fit about 2.5 months ago. It's a $36,000 brand new mobile gym. It transforms out and all stuff. 5 weeks of operation in that, we already received some donations and got moving and got over 100 members, and we were able to secure a building, our first location, which we're in right now. We got the keys last week, so we were able to start getting moving. We have equipment coming in tomorrow. But as a ministry, as a donation-based situation and so forth, that we still got to keep grinding and just serving Him and his plan and His will, and it'll all come together. Our intention is to build the suit down the road. We want to raise enough and buy property and build the suit. And I want to have an indoor and outdoor facility.
That's awesome. So just a couple questions as you're talking. So it sounds like almost, so do people meet up daily or a couple times a week? Because usually, you know, people like to go to the gym daily or at least a few times a week. But we go to church like once a week, right? Maybe. Yeah. Right. And so it sounds like you're trying to build a community that's kind of a small group or a like home church type of thing, but with this fitness part to it. So how often is it like structured? Hey, we're meeting here. Can people show up when you're not having
both,
church?
Both. Yeah. Both. Yes, ma'am. So quickest and easiest way to answer that would be we're the hybrid of a CrossFit style gym, right? A box. But also our goal is to be more of a normal gym facility as well, a mixture of that. And so when the lost are in there, for example, we'll call them that way. Cause what's beautiful about this plan per se that God has built is the lost won't go into the church, but they'll come into a gym. And fitness is the number one hobby in the world in America. And so CrossFit itself, and we're ChristFit, but CrossFit itself is the most popular model of that as well. And so people will come into here, and because they're here and it's a free gym, right? And so no one gets turned away. You can come in. We don't care. It just go. And what ends up happening is they hear the word of God because of the prayer. Like, so when, say if someone's working out here with the group and they don't want to be a part of the sermon, they don't have to be, they can step outside, but people, they don't do that. We've already led two people to Christ, since we've started. And, so that's been a beautiful thing. And then also when they're here working out, same thing applies, but what ends up happening is they hear the word of God, they experience the love of God, because they're around Christians. And what ends up happening is they're like, man, I was just feel so good about here and this and that. And when they start putting the dots together, like, oh, dang, it's God, it's Christ. That's, it's like, yeah. And this thing that they feared, the Father's drawing them in, you know?
Yeah, no, I think,
We do have 20 classes a week.
Okay.
Up until this week, we had 8. So this has really enabled us to expand more times. And then we have 10 open gyms a week. So it is structured like that with open times and class times.
What a cool idea. You know, I look at the church in America, and which, you know, my husband was a worship pastor for a long time. And so we've been very involved. And I'm just seeing more and more that it's that one-on-one. It's getting outside of that, you know. To me, inviting someone to church so they hear the gospel is not ever what was intended, right? It was build relationship, and through relationship, they actually experience who God is. Because if God's real to me and they see that, then they're going to experience that as well, or want to experience that.
Yes, absolutely.
It happens more than just like, hey, don't worry, you don't ever have to talk about Jesus, just bring them to church. You know, that wasn't what church was
That's where we're to get fed. Our job is to go out and seek and save that which was lost. Mm-hmm. Luke 19:10.
Yeah.
I'm an evangelist at the core of me. So my heart is always for the lost. It's hard for me to shut it down. She can tell you, like,
right. We're always on duty. Let me tell you, which, you know, is wonderful. That's truly what we're here for, but it really is about the relationship building and the community building and just coming alongside people like out in the streets is kind of where we're at, you know?
If I could, a couple beautiful examples. So first off, the Louisiana, where it all started, my old Army teammate, Billy Weatherall. CrossFit is the only religious entity to ever defeat the ACLU in court. So it's a pretty big deal on its resume. God's got his hand on CrossFit. We also do community service. So not only are we a part of community service, but we're a place where approved community service. So when someone's out of jail or they have community service or whatever, we provide a place for that to be served. And then they can serve the community and hear the word of God as well. Still, there's a second one in Oklahoma. Stephen Davenport and Jay Davenport have that one, and how that came to be. So this is a prime example of a testimony. Stephen Davenport was a sheriff in Louisiana, and he came into the gym because it was free, and he was chasing a girl named Jade, and he was not a Christian. He was raised atheist, and he even told Billy, and excuse me for putting it in a wrong way here, but he basically told Billy, he's like, I'm here because it's free, and I'm trying to pick up that chick. And I dumbed it down, and Billy was honesty. And first workout, he was just smoked. He's like, I don't even know why he came back. He ended up getting saved, quitting being a sheriff, taking less paid work for the gym. And then his wife, who's a doctor, quit being a doctor, and a church planted the Oklahoma CrossFit. And so now they're pastors in Oklahoma running the CrossFit gym there. And their number one contributor is the building next door, which is the weed shop. And he is not a Christian, and he comes to they tithe to him everything. And then he's been coming along. He's like, man, your devotionals, because we preach, you know, are just, man, they just do something to me. They're making my life better and all this stuff. And you just see the light bulbs going. And it won't be long before that man is a man of God, and who knows what's from next, right? So
absolutely.
Every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming. But with GiveSendGo, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
So, you know, I see that you obviously came to GiveSendGo to fundraise. Now, how did you hear about GiveSendGo? Had you seen us anywhere? Was it just simply looking online? How was that? How did you find us?
You know, we were working with, first of all, I'd heard stories about other entities not giving money to certain organizations. And I felt like, okay, there's got to be something different because I don't want to support that. And much less, we are kind of more on the side of those other organizations. Yeah. We're working with this wonderful gentleman from our church. He launches businesses. He's just kind of one of those minds that works by that, like that. And I said, hey, you know, we want to do this, start like a crowdfunding thing. Any ideas? And GiveSendGo was the first thing he said. And then named a couple other, which honestly, I can't remember because I went to your site first. I did spend time researching because I'm a researcher, but yeah. it was like, no question. Your faith-based platform, the way you have a pray button, the way we can speak freely, like truly what we're doing. We don't have to kind of navigate, you know, buzzwords or red flag words, really. It was really no question.
And it's been an awesome experience, to be honest. She's loved every minute. We had a gal call us. We didn't get to talk to her because she left a voicemail.
Oh my
but
gosh.
We were both crying.
Yeah, you guys, your voicemail.
Her prayer. It's just stuff like that. You know, that's the body of Christ. That's the kingdom stuff right there, you know, and that.
Yeah.
And her and I, we went into ministry full-time 3 years ago and we just launched ChristFit. Jim. So we've been, but we, as a ministry, we also live like the disciples. We're more very faith driven. So literally in my evangelistic calling and what God's called us to do, the Great Commission, co-mission. I mean, we don't even know when our bills are paid, how they're going to be paid, but they always get paid. We never go without. We never miss a meal. And that's just how God works. And you know, being in ministry, doing ministry is so dang cool. And it's so cool to get to partner with entities who value what you're doing. And so we're really grateful for GiveSendGo and that experience we've had thus far. And we're still not to where our goal is, but God still has given us something in place at the moment. And we're still driving forward with that. And it'll happen.
I think in our, you know, fleshly brains, we thought we need to have this much money before we can go. And that was not the plan. And that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad that you found us. It is, you know, we are not just for Christians. We're very similar to you. Yeah. We want everybody to use us.
Yeah.
We take a stand for freedom for even people that we disagree with. And that gives us a lot of laughs because when you have people on that are jerks, we go, we don't want them to fundraise, but you know what? We do want to tell them about Jesus. And so we have a prayer team that calls every campaign like you got, that we just say, hey, I see you're using GiveSendGo for whatever it is. A lot of times it's tragedy. We're able to reach into people's situations. And a lot of people are using us, not because of our faith-based. They're using it to spite that. They're like, oh, I guess if you're going to send me a Bible verse, I'll put up with it because we can't fundraise anywhere else because other platforms are shutting people down. So they're like forced to use us and then they have to hear about Jesus. And so it's been really cool to watch what God has done through GiveSendGo.
And I can you know, like, you know, I'm military. I was shot in Iraq. So it's hard. You get that balance between knowing what God wants. And then there's then call it your flesh side, which can line up with the spirit in this regard too. But you know, God, we're under God's kingdom. We are free and we need to be standing up for our rights and our constitutional rights and what's going on in the world right now. And it's crazy. It is. It's time to start looking up, people.
we're seeing it. Clearly, I when we started this 9 years ago, we just thought we were going to be some like alternative to like GoFundMe or some of these other sites. We did not know the battle we would find ourselves in to stand for simple freedoms for people.
Wow.
And yet we go, okay, well, this is a pretty cool place to be actually influencing culture. You know, we've had a good couple good opportunities. I don't know if you watched what happened with the truckers up in Canada.
GoFundMe
shut them down. They came to Give, Send, Go. We had to speak in front of Parliament, my brother and I. And, you know, we just keep saying, God, if you're going to put us in front of nations, we're going to tell them about you. And so we
went
2 weeks ago when we were in Australia speaking, and Australia is not necessarily a Christian nation, but we were able to just share some of the cool things God's doing in our platform.
Yeah.
And so it's been a really cool thing to be able to provide a platform for so many different types of people and people like you that are saying, you know, this is what God called me to. And then you step out in faith. And it's in this journey of stepping out in faith. And I know fundraising is like the hardest, a lot of times the hardest part. Like it gets people stuck. They go, oh, I don't have the money. I don't know if I can do that. And it can be stuck. And sometimes that is the, you know, God uses it as a halt. Like, wait, just wait. I don't want you to plow ahead. But sometimes he says, no, I want you to just trust me and not trust the money, right? And so it's learning to discern that as you walk through this. And as you do, and it sounds like you already know this, but that God proves himself faithful. And in this journey,
amen,
he continues to prove himself faithful. You get more and more secure that he will come through because he's proven himself faithful every other time. And we've seen that again with Give, Send, Go as we've exploded, as we've garnered this national attention, not always good, right?
But
we just say, you know what? We're going to let our actions be louder than anybody else's words, and we're going to share the hope of Jesus while people come and crowdfund, like it or not. And so I'm so glad you guys were able to find us because it aligns perfectly with really what our goal is. I say it all the time at different events. I say, you know, our mission statement for Give, Send, Go is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. I said, your mission statement should be to share the hope of Jesus through plumbing,
exercise,
through teaching, through
exercise,
through whatever it is. Like our whole mission of any Christian person who works anywhere should be to share the hope of Jesus through whatever God they're doing, right? And so it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. So I see that you've raised $11,000 of the money that you're trying to raise. And you also said that this was a free gym. And so how does that work? Is it just volunteer based, like, hey, I can give a little money? Like how did this all work out for you financially?
It's called God.
Great question.
God math. We're just being obedient to what he said to do. And I mean, sometimes she's like, babe, don't say free. It's still donations. But for me, I'm just following the Lord, I guess, in that regard. And we're both correct. It's donation based. So it's whatever they can give. It's between them and God. We don't press the issue, but we can't stay open without donations. But here's the thing. We just had a mobile gym 5 weeks and we got enough donations within the members in the community, as well as on Give, Send, Go, that we were able to do things like put the logo around the trailer, which looks awesome, and then get this building. We've bought an equipment. We just made a huge purchase of equipment. We're broke right now.
that's the big part. Like, okay, we spend it.
And you know, it's like, and that's what I talk about. We never miss a meal. The bills get paid. You know, and then you talk about faith. That's what God's really done, is he just inches you forward. And about, I don't know, 5 years ago was we were doing one of our 100-mile crosswalks in Louisiana. We do a 33 here and 100 in Oklahoma and Louisiana, where we carry a cross in 36 hours or less for 100 miles and just share the gospel. And the Lord asked me to carry the cross all 100 miles, which is stupid. No, but one of my other army teammates was like, hey, Rob, start the cross with me. So we carried it and we start moving forward with it. A couple miles in, I hear the Lord say, he's like, I want you to carry the cross all 100 miles. I was like, okay. Doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. A few more miles in, my shoulder's hurting and things like this. And I'm like, this sounds like a horrible idea. I'm like, Lord, was that you? Plus, I'm supposed to preach and play. So my profession, believe it or not, I'm a retired country singer, and then I was also a professional athlete. So it kind of fits hand in hand with the events, exercise, kind of the direction. But I was carrying the cross. He didn't answer me, and all it came to me was, make your yes, your no. And so I'm like, okay, but what if I was the one that said it? Did I have to hold the yes to myself? Still nothing. That evening, I go into shock, everything. And then he starts speaking to me as I'm praying through to get back up, like carry the cross. And he says, I asked you to carry the cross for me because you've all 100 miles, because I knew you were physically capable of carrying it. Of going all 100 miles without my help. And where I'm sending you and your wife, I need you fully dependent on me. You've tested yourself physically and mentally for yourself, your country, and your teammates, and you've never once done it for me. And it just rocked me. And that's what he's really had us do. We gave away our savings to the church. We quit our jobs. He literally had us start over. We had a house. We rented another one. He started us over, and he has put us in a position where we are completely dependent upon him month to month, every day. What I really learned, and she would say this too, is he just wants us on our knees. It's just to keep us on our knees so that way we're always focused on him and asking him and relying on him for everything, to include the donations, paying the bill, getting the equipment. And does it mean he's gonna keep us here for the rest of our life? I don't know. And if he does, and maybe that's because it's the best place for us, I don't know. but he hasn't let us down.
True. And just to answer a little bit more directly your question.
I'm the rogue one.
Put it on me. Yeah. Let me answer this one.
Let me get this one.
I do want to angle different this for you at least a second. This is our wonderful space that the Lord has provided.
And we've got a huge load coming tomorrow. Tons of equipment. We've got volunteers.
You do not have to pay to be a member. You can donate as you see fit. You don't ever have to donate, but those who can are very generous, and it makes it possible for those who can't it just makes it function. So instead of being such a set black and white thing, we have a guy who hasn't even come here, and he cut us a large check because he would rather spend his money on nonprofits and helping the community, so the people that are able to, they help bridge the gap for those who can't. And for example, we had a lady message us the other day. She goes to Planet Fitness. She's a single mom. She goes there because it's $10 a month. And she said, I would rather come to you. Can I pay $10 a month? And we were like, absolutely. So that's how we're just able to love on people that way.
Yeah. And everything, we treat it just like anything else. So we tithe gross, everything. Tithe gross, and we offer and donate. But so we tithe and we give away to other ministries. We take care of other ministries. That's just how we've operated. All we want to do is move the kingdom. When you talk about our mission statement, really the side note mission statement I always just say is, I want to change the community and make Jesus famous. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's about. Because you can't change the community without Jesus, in my opinion. So
absolutely. If you're listening in and you want to come and visit this campaign, click on the link below. It's givesendgo.com/ChristFitGym, all one word, _CDA. Again, click on the link below, givesendgo.com/ChristFitGym_CDA. You can read more about their story. You can donate. You can pray. Let them know that you are behind them in this journey, even if it's just praying for them. You can always give recurringly if you want to help support somebody that might need to go to the gym, and this is the way that you pay it forward for somebody. You can hit the give now and choose to give recurringly. Whatever you can do, please help this organization, this ministry out. Again, click on the link below. So if somebody's in your area, how can they find you? Is there, is there a website? Is there something that somewhere they can go?
Yeah, so our website is ChristFitGymCDA.org. The CDA stands for Coeur d'Alene. It's much easier to spell than Coeur d'Alene. And without it, it'll take you to the other CrossFit gyms, which is wonderful, and we love them. But ChrossFitGymCDA.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. That's great ways to message us. So those three ways are good.
And our address is 7736 North Government Way, Dalton Gardens, Idaho.
Awesome.
Enjoy the fine things in life, but remember, expensive isn't always better, especially when fundraising for the causes you care about. Introducing GiveSendGo, the cheapest crowdfunding platform on the market. With our 0% platform fee and cheaper processing rates than our competitors, you can do more with the money you raise. Start your campaign now at www.givesendgo.com, the cheaper way to make an impact.
So if I were to ask you, how can somebody who's watching this that might just be hearing about you for the first time, what can they be praying for you in this season for you? We have a lot of people that watch these and are prayer warriors, and they're like, hey, listen, maybe some do have some money and maybe some don't, but they go, listen, I just want to pray for you. What are some of the things that they could be praying for you?
Wisdom, discernment, and donations. I would say that's probably my always three top. Wisdom is the first one. And then I kind of lump them all together, but our anointing, just to make sure I try to pray that every day we wake up anointed. I never want to be praying. I never want to be moving without the Lord, without the Holy Spirit. Every sermon I do in here, and there's several a day, I need him. I need him speaking for me as his word promises as he will. I need to be able to pierce their hearts. So I really need the Lord's anointing, and I need him through the whole process. I can't do it alone. I can't do it. She can't do it. And she does this stuff too. She heads other areas, but she still does this stuff. And I head this area. I probably don't help her as much on that stuff, but
fine. Sounds good. We each have our gifts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we just anything. And that, and just increase in members. But especially the lost. Like I said, we've officially been open counting both scenarios now about 7 weeks, 8 weeks. And we've led two people to Christ already. We got to on our 33-mile crosswalk, which was August 6th or August 5th, technically. We got to baptize six people on the walk. God's moving, and we're just grateful he lets us ride his coattails.
Right. Yeah.
I love that. Dang, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Like it's really beautiful.
And pray for our marriage. You know, ministry is tough.
The marriage is tough, and then ministry on top of it.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so you get the two, and you just, you know, again, it's a way that God works us to be more like him. And it's not always fun. This is a stretching. You know, when I was single, I was great. Like, until I had somebody that I married that could reflect some of my ugliness, you know, me going, oh, wait, did I just say that? Like, if I was by myself, I never would have had to say that because there's no one annoying me.
It's your fault I said that.
Exactly. It's totally your fault. But, you know, God does reveal things. And that's, you know, I think that's one of the beautiful things about marriage, if we can get over ourselves, is to actually become more like Jesus through it. It's the beautiful side of the road of marriage, which can be hard, but it's just like anything worth doing. There's gonna be hard times, but it's worth it.
So, and I don't know if you have a plan, but I don't know if this could happen, but we would love to pray for you if we could.
No, absolutely. We would love that. Again, when people ask us what we pray for, my brother and I, hands down, first thing, pray for wisdom. We are put in situations nowadays that are like way above my pay grade, right? Like, I never went to college, I was a stay-at-home mom, and now I'm running this like international business, right? Like, with employees all over and governments coming out to get us and craziness, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, good thing that God promises that he will give. We don't even have to beg him for it, that he generously gives us wisdom, he says.
Yeah.
And to me, I clung to that because I'm like, okay, God, you're going to need to make me sound smarter than I really am. because it's you that I'm trying to represent, you know. And he comes through every time. And again, hard things. And so definitely, if you think of Gifts and Go, if you think of just even our platform, you know, who knew that allowing people just to be able to raise funds is going to be so contentious in today's society. And I get it. It's not an easy journey for us either. There are things on like people that come on Gifts and Go that I would be like, I don't like what you're raising funds for, but it's not illegal. and you're not raising funds to harm somebody, you're just a jerk. Like, and yeah. I get it. But if I if I didn't let any jerks on Give Thank Go, no one would be able to use us, because we've all done things, we've all said things, we all have things. Some are just more outwardly than some of us can hide it a little bit better.
Anyone listening, let that be just a huge example, though, that God designed you. He's uniquely equipped you to make a difference right where you're at. And you could be the next Give Send Go. You could be the next Christ Gym CDA. You could be the next anything. It just takes obedience, submission to Him, walking in the Spirit, and you're unstoppable. If you're a secretary, he's given you a testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and it placed you right where you're at, and you can make a difference right where you're at. And it doesn't mean you have to be an organization. You don't have to be anything. You've got the blood of Christ, and you've got the Spirit of God working through you and in you. And that's as good as it gets.
Absolutely. You know, I think we do give ourselves excuses a lot, because we just could have never do it, or we don't know enough, or we don't have enough money, or whatever. I can tell you, a few years ago, my husband and I, we have older kids, and then we had a surprise baby. And then we had this big 10-year gap, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so we decided we're going to do foster care and maybe adopt a kid to fill the gap. And God, I wasn't specific enough, and He actually filled the gap. So I had a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old, and He brought in a 10, 9, 8, 6, and 5-year-old siblings that needed emergency placement. And so I had nine kids in my house, and it was crazy and hard. And I was like, you know what? I wanted to learn to love like Jesus, but I really didn't, because it cost me a lot. It's sacrifice. And it just was really, really hard. Probably the hardest 2 years of my life, having these trauma filled kids, like kids who actually were like locked in closets and like bad, bad stuff.
Yeah.
And people all the time would say to me at my church, or when I'm out and they heard my story, like that we took in all these foster kids, siblings, and they'd go, oh, I could never do it. Like, oh, you know, good Christian people, oh, like I could never do that. And I was like, yeah, you could. You just need to say yes. Like, there's no difference between you and me. Except right. that I said, yeah, like this isn't easy for me. I'm not great at cooking for 9 people. I'm not great at dealing with people's meltdowns and fits. Like, I've lost my temper, and it's been ugly, like at times, because I'm like, I don't know any more than anybody else, you know, but I said yes. And so there's no difference. And so that's, I think, the same encouragement that you just gave is that, and we see this on Give Thank Go, which is the exciting part, is that people doing what God's called them, saying yes, doing what God's called them to do. And then we see these campaigns and it's like, wow, look at this person who's doing this adventure, or raising funds for a neighbor and to help with a need or things like that. And it's like, this is what the body of Christ should look like, where we all are reaching into the community. And it says, you know, we are one body with many members, and each member does not have the same function. It was like, you know, it just wouldn't work. And he knew that. And so how exciting to meet people like you that are obeying your calling. And if I'm ever in Idaho, I will definitely stop by.
You please.
That would be super fun. My brother is a Navy vet, and he's my partner, my brother, and his wife does Pilates. So she's like, and she just started to do bodybuilding. And so she's like trying to turned 40, and she's like, I'm gonna like bodybuild. So I know it's like pretty impressive, super like dedicated, like the amount of stuff she needs to do to do all of that. I'm like, oh no, thank you. But she's like, but it's great. So if we're ever in the area, I am sure
that please do Idaho. Don't tell anyone, but Idaho is the most beautiful state in the entire North
America. I've never been there.
We have a thing,
not Idaho.
We have a thing here in Idaho where we hashtag Iowa to everything.
That's funny.
That would be so wonderful, though.
Can we pray for you right now, please?
Yeah, let's close in prayer. Why don't you pray for me? I will then pray for you, and then we can get this launch for you guys.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Father God, we just love you, Lord, and you are so awesome. We thank you that you hear our prayers, Lord. You lend your ear to us, Lord, and Lord, we just expect our prayers to raise up to your altar like incense, Lord. So we plead with you, Lord, and I ask for favor for Give, Send, Go, Lord. I pray for Heather and her husband. What's your husband's name?
My husband's name's Dan, and my brother's name's Jacob.
Dan and Jacob, Lord, I pray for Dan, Jacob, and Heather, and everyone, all their employees, Lord, we ask for favor right now and blessings, Lord, I ask for protection over their marriages, Father God, Lord, I just pray that everyone would put their armor on and be ready for every day's battles, Father God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them, fatten their bones, and make them well-watered gardens and sun-dried lands, Lord, I pray right now that you would exalt them for your glory, Lord, I love what they've already been doing, Lord, and I thank you that you have put them in positions to show you off throughout the world. What a blessing that is. So, Lord, I just thank you for that, Lord. I ask that you strengthen their marriage, Father God, all of their marriages, Lord. I ask for new romance, Lord. Lord, that you would rekindle romances where maybe ministry has found its way to in the middle sometimes, Father, Lord. Our families are our first marriage, our first ministry. So, Lord, I just pray for that right now. And Lord, I just pray for new encounters, divine encounters, new favor, Lord, and that you would just put them in high places, Lord, so you can be seen throughout the world and be glorified, that they would bear much fruit and prove to be your disciple. And baby, if you got anything, in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your love for us. I thank you that you loved us first so that we could experience a love unlike anything else this world can bring to us, God. And I just want to thank you for Yvonne and Robbie and their heart to follow you, God, their heart to give it all and just serve you. And I just pray that you just continue to open the doors that need to be opened and close the doors that need to be closed. Give them wisdom as they continue this journey of figuring out the best way to reach their community for you through their gym, God. I just pray you continue to bring people. I pray you continue to bring the finances and just provide for their family. I just, when the days feel long and tough, just continue to give them your peace that you are in control. We thank you for being in control. We thank you that nothing takes you by surprise, that we can live our lives on an adventure that you set us on. And God, help us to say yes to the right things, to the things you have for us. We thank you so much, God, for choosing to use people like us. I pray that the words that come out of our mouths and the things that we do show the world what a good Father we have. And so we love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 And I'm going to put you on our whiteboard for prayer. Continue prayer.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I'm going to just close here, guys. Thank you for watching this podcast. If you want to donate, click on the link below. We're so thankful that you all tune in to hear about these awesome campaigns on Give, Send, Go, where God is using people to shine brightly all over the world. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, keep your eyes open for those that God might want you to touch as you continue to shine brightly in this world. Have a blessed day. Thank you for watching. Bye. Yo.